Mayor Coos, one of the decision makers in the town of Normal, naming its new city manager today. Pamela Reese is currently Normal's deputy city manager. She was introduced today during a news conference at Normal City Hall. GLT's Ryan Denham was there. Ryan Reese is a longtime Town of Normal employee. Tell us about Pamela Reese.
So Pamela started working in municipal government about 27 years ago, right out of grad school. She earned her Master of Public Administration from Western Michigan University. That year, 1991, she's hired in Normal, eventually becomes the assistant to the city manager in 1994, rising up to deputy city manager in 2010. In that role, she now oversees a bunch of different town functions, director of HR, oversees fire department, finance, IT, public works, among many others. Here's what Mayor Chris Coos had to say about Reese's pedigree today.
We are also so very fortunate to have someone so highly qualified to manage our municipality now and in the very bright future that we seek.
So today during the news conference, Reese talked about taking that first job in Normal. She thought she'd stay a few years and move on, maybe back to Michigan. She said one of the reasons she stayed was the mentorship she got from her boss. That's current city manager Mark Peterson, who's retiring, and his predecessor, Dave Anderson. Here's Pam Reese talking about why she connected ultimately to Normal.
This is an organization with vision and values, one that recognizes and promotes an environment of service excellence, stressing productivity, integrity, responsibility, dedication, and empathy. Each of these core beliefs are what defines this organization. It is what makes this municipality, the Town of Normal, unique.
And much of the town council was there today at the news conference. I was told that the vote to hire Pam Reese was unanimous. Here's council member Kathleen Lorenz on why they selected her.
Her background of our community, her institutional knowledge, her understanding of our culture was really the X factor that we wanted to make sure we protected that. And quite honestly, she interviewed extremely well. And for being a person that I think, you know, has played maybe a less forward role, one more behind the scenes, I was very impressed with her vision for moving forward. So I'm very excited.
So, Ryan, when will Pam Reese take over from Mark Peterson?
So that happens on April 2nd. That's a couple of days after Mark Peterson's final day on the job on March 30th. So they'll overlap for a little while, and I know that handoff time was important to town officials. I asked about her salary and her contract. Town spokesperson Dan Irvin says that's to be determined likely by a vote of the council in early February.
So that seems unusual, is it? A municipal employee coming in without a salary or a contract? She must have some idea of what's in store for her in terms of salary and what that contract might look like.
You know, I can't say for sure. One possible explanation is that Pam Reese also, you know, part of her current job duties is running the HR side of town government. So perhaps that was some wrinkle that led to that. But I really can't say for sure.
So municipalities across the country are facing all kinds of challenges, revenue, tax increases that they have to institute to meet some shortfalls. What are some big challenges she'll face here in the town of Normal? In her first few years on the job?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, right away it's going to be budget, right? So just this week, the council was meeting for half a day talking about next year's budget, looking to close a pretty sizable budget deficit. There's going to be 25 positions eliminated on top of other cuts. Another challenge in a couple of years is the political makeup of the council could change, right? If Mayor Coos doesn't run again, or if more conservative members make their way onto the council, that could make the city manager's job of balancing all those competing politics, very different, very challenging for Mark Peterson's job. But short term, it is the budget. And here's what Pam Reese had to say about how that might shape that first year on the job.
Yes, there are challenges on the horizon. I think that with the team we have and the policymakers that we have, we will work together to achieve results. I think there's much we can do, and we have a great plan. And kind of quoting former Mayor Kent Carriker, we plan our work and we work our plan. And with that strategy, we'll continue to move forward.
Current city manager Mark Peterson is cycling out. Pam is taking over. What's the process? What's the timing? What's all that look like, Ryan?
So Pam Reese would take over on April 2nd. Then the town would presumably look for an assistant or a deputy to come in underneath her. At the same time, the city of Bloomington is going to be searching for a city manager for itself. The last one they hired was an external candidate, if you remember, David Hales. He's since left for a new job in Joliet. Interim Bloomington city manager Steve Rasmussen is running the show for the time being, and he said he wants to be considered for that job on a full-time basis.
Okay, Ryan, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
GLT's Ryan Denham recapping today's announcement that Pamela Reese has been named the new city manager for the town of Normal. Her first day on the job is April 2nd. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.